BBC News with David Harper. The United States is formally withdrawing on Friday from a treaty banning intermediate-range nuclear missiles. The US has accused Russia of breaching the terms of the 30-year-old intermediate-range nuclear forces treaty by developing a new short-range missile. South Korea has confirmed Pentagon reports that North Korea has engaged in a new missile launch. US military intelligence officials said it was similar to the short-range ballistic missiles fired in recent days. Saudi Arabia has announced a new law that will allow women to travel abroad without a male guardian's permission. Saudi women over the age of 21 will be able to apply for a passport. Libya's interior minister has announced plans to shut down three of the country's largest migrant detention centres. It follows calls from the UN for the centres to be dismantled after more than 40 people were killed in an attack on a facility in Tripoli. President Trump has said he will impose a new tariff on $300 billion worth of imports from China, despite earlier describing the latest US trade talks as constructive. He said that China has failed to make good on promises to buy more US agricultural products and to stem sales of the deadly opioid fentanyl. Syria's state news agency says the government has agreed to a ceasefire in the battle for control of the country's rebel-held northwest, but the agency said the truce was dependent on opposition fighters withdrawing from frontline areas. Thousands of residents in the English East Midlands have been evacuated because of fears a dam could collapse. Heavy rain has severely damaged a reservoir wall in Whaley Bridge in Derbyshire. Four wives of a jailed cult leader who was convicted of sexual abuse have formed a new pro-polygamy party in Israel. The cult leader was sentenced to 26 years in jail. BBC News.